Hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
Hey, Ryan, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We spoke about 6 months ago or so, and you asked me to give you a call back in February to review the surfaces because you were in a contract with Hibu.
Right.
Do you remember talking with me?
Vaguely. I've talked to several people in your situation right now, but yeah.
Well, that's not allowed. Not even a little bit. I don't know why you're trying to talk to
other
people.
yeah. I don't know who it is, but y'all are in a cutthroat business. I can tell you that.
Well,
but anyhow,
I
remember you a little bit.
I guess some people would definitely feel that way, but I feel like I'm at the top, so I don't really feel that as much. But I know that there's a lot of them that say and do a lot of things that it's kind of it's a little sketchy.
Well, like when you tell people, I mean, you did right, but you tell some people to call you back just like I told you, and they call you back in a week or the next day, then you kind of lose your politeness on that. But I'll talk to you.
Yeah, well, because we had a good conversation, and I did what you asked me to, you know. So,
right.
How did it go with Hibu? Did you like it? Did it work out well?
Mixed feelings on them right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you care to share?
Basically, and this is nothing I've held from them, I'm not real happy with the layout of the website, the wording. Ask them to change stuff. They think they can, and they come back and say it's not applicable now and just stuff.
Wow. On the website. They should always be able to change on the website. If they built the site, did they build the site?
They did. Well, their site to me is so template, so cookie cutter template.
Okay. And you have different ideas about how you'd like that to be?
Not really. That's part of the problem.
Okay. Well, I can show you a few different sites that we've done. You know, doing a new site isn't a problem. It's if that site is getting the attention that it deserves is the most important thing. So how have the results been? I mean, obviously we want you to be happy with the type of site that you have and proud of it. But, you know, ultimately if it's bringing in results, then I feel like that would be a fair trade, right?
Yeah, it is. And talking to other people, you know, friends and people in the network, everything's been a little slow lately. So
yeah,
my numbers, like as far as the clicks and views and all that, they're good. But just for example, I have a friend who does basically the same thing. He's actually less of a company than I am. Not that I'm huge or anything, but he has less pieces of equipment and smaller equipment, and he's getting a lot bigger jobs than I am just off website.
Okay, and who's he with?
He's with Slamdot.
Okay, all right. Well,
do you know them?
I don't. I'm glad to hear he's getting good results, though. You know, I'm never one to knock another company. If you're getting good results, that's all that really matters. You know, because we're not the only game in town. We're just, you know, like I said, in my experience, we're some of the very best. But there's 40 other companies in the U.S. that have the same type of status with Google that we have, which is this elite status as Google partner, premier partner. So, we're not, like I said, we're not the only game in town. I just know what we bring to the table, and that's why, like, I don't knock other companies. And I'm really glad to hear when other people are seeing great results, primarily because if you're not with us, I'm glad that you're with another company that is showing good results. But if you're with a company who you're not happy with the website and you're not seeing the best results, then we have to look at that. One of the main things I see here on your Google profile why you might not be getting fantastic results, Ryan, is A, you only have one 5-star review. You need more reviews, and they should be helping you to gain those reviews. Additionally, there's no weekly posts on here. There's the original post of when they set up the Google profile, but there's no activity beyond what was just like the setup. And you have to have activity on the profile. That's part of what you're paying them for. That's part of the job. And that's part of the problem when you pay in advance, 6 months in advance, with companies like this. The problem I've found, unfortunately, is that they do the work in the beginning just to get you up and going, but they already took the money. So they don't have to keep earning it when you do a month-to-month. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And I say that with
all due
respect.
Well, I will say, you know, I don't know if you know how they work, but like, you probably do, but I actually have a local rep here. He's out of Knoxville. I'm just a little south of Knoxville.
Yeah.
And we have a good relationship. Like,
that's
beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to him. We'll sit down on a, you know, 2 month checkup or whatever. And, and I won't say all of it's their fault. Or any of it's their fault. I won't say any of it's their fault, but like, just happens what I do, some of my keyword search is very competitive with tree companies.
Yeah.
So you have tree companies who are spending $7,000-$10,000 a month. And I'm not spending that kind of money, and I'm just not being seen. But I do agree with, the Google that you're talking about. I didn't know that they were supposed to be running that. I thought that was on me.
No, that's what they're doing. And they have you listed as a forestry service. That's your primary search phrase. So is forestry service something you provide?
I'm in kind of a niche that I'm not really forestry services, but I do forestry mulching. I don't know if you know what that is.
I do. I'm familiar, which explains, that's why I asked the question, because when I see something as niche, even as forestry services, as your Google keyword, your main keyword, then I always want to take a look at that to see why, and I ask that question because I am aware of that. See, because if you go with something that's a little more like excavation contractor, or property management, or tree service, or land management, those keywords tend to hit a little higher than forestry service for forestry mulching. We can still get to those other keywords based, you know, on how we program it and the posts and stuff like that. But looking at it, that's one thing that we could change to come at it a different way to get more calls. It depends on, what's the name of your friend's company?
Palatinus Forestry Mulching.
And where's he located? In Knoxville?
He's out of Knoxville.
Okay. I see him. He don't have no Google reviews. He don't have
no
weekly posts.
That's exactly what I thought when you were talking about my review. I thought he's getting bigger jobs than I am.
He ain't got nothing.
Nope. But his website looks better.
Let me take a look.
And I can give you another reference. It's not a guy I really know. We have some mutual friends, but he's another big
This is very similar to the type of sites that we set up right here. This is very similar. Yeah. This is like a basic site setup for us. Like, this is very, very similar. It looks like they're using WordPress, and we can definitely do that. Something very similar to this with proper keywords and make sure. Cause see, this has got, he's got a lot, and he shows up as a forestry service in your area. Okay. So who else? Show me who else. Tell me who else.
ARC, A-R-C, and I'm not sure what the rest of his is. He's out of Maryville.
Maryville,
M-A-R-V-I. M-A-R-R-Y.
V-I-L-L-E, Tennessee. ARC Total Property Solutions.
That's it.
He's an excavator. He's listed as an excavator, and he's got 25 reviews. So see, that's why I say, because you have different, I was looking at your photographs, you have a lot of equipment.
Okay, and just one simple thing while you're looking, like, I don't know about ours, I've not looked at his in a long time, but Palatinus, just the flashing background as soon as you come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were supposed to do that for me just to show, you know, in my head, and I'm not an expert like y'all are, but you go to the page and if it's sitting there flashing your different pieces of equipment, it kind of, to me, if I see that, I'm going to think, well, this person's versatile.
Yeah. Oh, but wait, there's more. Yeah. You know, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. And it moves fairly quickly within about 3 seconds. I'm looking at it now. It's got the picture reel. We call that a picture reel slideshow. We've got, we can do that. That's not a problem.
Right. So this is something Habu said they were going to do, and they sent me an email saying it slows the loading time down too much. And I thought, this day and age, with 5G,
who cares? If you want it, what difference does it make? That's on them if it slows it down. They should make the adjustment to do it the way that you want it.
And when I talked to my local guy, which, like I said, we're close, we're a good relationship.
Yeah.
He said he could talk to him and see if they could basically force it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, okay, how come this? So Slamdot, if you want to check them out, that's your competition. They're just a local place out of Knoxville, but they're a good place. A lot of good.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Like them. So, anyhow, that's who I was. If I was to leave, I was thinking about them. But
okay,
you have my attention for now. So, and I'm not saying I'm leaving them, but it's
well,
not
and that was
out
what
of question,
you had said
so I'm not,
before.
I'm not wasting your time.
Yeah, I know you're not because I have it here in the notes. You said you were in a 6-month contract with Haibu. And you asked me to call you back around February to go over the services again. You said that you just weren't willing to break the contract because you started with them, which I respect that. And I told you at that time, and I'll tell you again, I wish that their services had worked. I wish that when I called back, you were like, you know what? I love them. They're fantastic. Everything about their service has been great for me. Because honestly, well, that's what I like to hear, you know?
Well, what do you think about my website? I mean, you do it every day.
Well, obviously, I think I could do it better. I mean,
obviously. I don't know. It's just like the.
Did you even need to ask? I mean,
I don't know. So, just like the intro, which this is our fault. I'm busy. We're busy. We're busy as a family. But the intro, some guy in Colorado wrote, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where you're at, and I'm not hating on Colorado, but I'm just saying they don't know us, where we were going to take the time and write our intro.
Right, which we recommend if you want to do that, you absolutely can. You have as much say-so over this website as anybody else, and honestly, you have access. With Local Splash, you have access from the back end to be able to make those changes yourself. And then what we do is we go in and make sure the spelling is correct and that the pixels on the photos are correct and everything is really great. And we just make sure it's all accurate and consistent before we let it go live. But it goes live within 24 to 48 hours of you making any changes yourself. So we recommend and we want client input as often as possible, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, we want you to be a part of.
How bad will it be on me starting over? Like, back to the bottom, have to work my way back through the ranks.
Well, honey, you're not at the top, so.
Oh, right. Right. My daughter's like,
with all due respect, if I do a search right now, and I have your zip code is 37774, is that correct?
Yep.
So I'm in California. I don't want to hear nothing about it. It's just where I live.
I've worked for a lot of your people that moved out here.
Okay, and I was born in the South. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. I'm about as far south as you can get. Okay, so I've got the South in my heart, and I love it. But what I'm going to tell you is that when I do a search and I'm looking up even like your main keyword of forestry mulching, the companies that come up is Southern Heritage Land Clearing, that guy, Palatinus, he's coming up. Clearview, forestry mulching and land clearing, RB Forestry Mulching, Valley Land Co., and he's an excavator. So those are the top. Those are the top forestry service companies that are coming up, and then we're getting into excavators and tree service. And getting you ranking there in that area is not going to be a problem. We gotta fiddle with the keywords to get it going. So what we say is the website will be up and running in about, I can send them over what your buddy here's got. You want something similar to this. You really like the picture reel slideshow. With your photos and your stuff, and you want to write the intro, and they'll do all that, they'll do all that and get all that going for you. That's up and running about 5 to 7 days. It also includes the paid Facebook ads with the package. So, Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. And then the package, also includes the Google profile management and anchoring. So all that gets going right away. You already have a Google profile. You just need to get the credentials from HiBoo when you choose to come over. We try to make it as seamless and painless as possible. Now, I'm not coming to Knoxville. I really wish that I could, but they have me anchored to this desk in California. But I am available to you anytime that you want to talk on the phone, and I can even do video chats if you want to do video chats.
Okay. Tell me some prices.
Well, I'm going to honor the price point that I had you locked in at 6 months ago, even though everything's kind of gone up here. I had you locked in at $299 a month, month to month, no contract. There's a one-time setup fee. That's $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So it's $398 to get going, and then $299 monthly after that.
Okay. How does that cover on my Google and Facebook?
That covers $100 in Facebook ads monthly. And what that is a Facebook ad clicks are between 5 and 50 cents per click with an average cost of about 20 cents. So it covers you for the entire month at about average cost of 20 cents per click. We stretch that $100 over the entire month. It will include about 400 acquisitions, about 25,000 impressions. Meaning it's going to retarget, Ryan, when people are going to Google and looking for your services, whether or not they've clicked on your listing, it's going to retarget to the specific areas that you want to come up in. The remainder, $199, goes to the Google Business Profile Programming and Management. It goes to weekly posts. It includes keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. It includes your full website and management, regular management, and any type of upgrade. So, for example, if when we build that site, you say, hey, Amy, I would like to have a scheduling bot that would respond directly to clients. That's already included with the package with the setup fee. There's nothing extra. If you want to include a calendar so your clients can put themselves on calendar, we have the ability to do that. If you would like to have any type of scheduling app on there, we can include that. It also includes the primary programming for Yelp, Apple, and Bing, which is the second largest leading search engines and directories. So we program and manage those and automatically retarget there as well. It also includes mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, the smart car search results, as well as voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple Siri. So you'll come up when they say forestry mulching, land clearing, land development, property management, when they're looking for those specific services of vegetation management and the things that you're providing to your clients. And then it also includes an app. So you're able to download the app, and you can also load this directly from the computer if you would like to go into the dashboard that way. But the local splash has developed their own app. And the beauty of this is because what we do is we have everything accurate in real time. You're able to make changes in real time. You're able to upload new photos. And we even have like functions for you to request reviews because Ryan, one of the biggest ways that you're going to be able to help yourself is to get 5-star reviews. So we have a lot of tools to help with that. within the dashboard, you can send out a pre-made text or email to your clients. You can actually send them a QR code with a clickable link. We include a clickable link straight on the website as well. So if you're in front of somebody and they're singing your praises, as I'm sure that they do, then they're able to go on directly to the site and go ahead and leave you a 5-star review straight on the site. They can click the Google button and leave it for you right there in real time. So we have a lot of tools to help with review generation because we know how important it is for you guys to try to help yourselves in that area, and that's what we do.
Okay. So, I mean, I'll just tell you straight up, I'm paying $1,040 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying $299 for the first month, $99 for setup.
Holy cow.
And $299 after that.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is also what he's talking about. Travis, he's a Palatinus.
Mm-hmm.
Local, he's paying around $15 because he's throwing some money at it.
Yeah, well, if you want to throw some money at it, we can do Google Ads. We do have the ability to do that, but, I mean, for the basic stuff of what you want to get going, there's no need to pay an arm and a leg. If you want me to charge you more, I will.
Well, no, I'm saying I like your numbers.
I mean, our Google Ad campaigns, if we threw some extra on it, I would say $300. I would say $300, and that's for Google Ads. That would put your package at $599, and that's an app that's between what you're paying and what your buddy's paying. It's a better price, and it's going to give you 4 spots. So it's going to give you the Google Ads, which is above the local map. It's at the top. It's going to give you Google local map. It's going to give you Google organic, the ones that look like paragraphs down at the bottom. And it's going to give you Facebook, which is actually attached to your Instagram as well. So really would give you five of the main spots, but it's going to give you 3 different spots on the first page of Google, and it's going to scoop up all that social media.
Okay. But you want to start with, you just start with the basic to get going.
I started with the basic because I didn't know what you're paying or what you want. But if you're open to it, I do recommend going a little bit higher. But yes, I was starting with the basic.
Well, you definitely have my attention. I don't know when my contract's up. But
your contract's about up. You told me.
I mean, yeah. It should be in October
that you signed up in September. So, I mean, we're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I put a reminder in my account, everything.
Oh, I'm just saying I don't know what actual day it hits on.
Well, you better get it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, let me do some digging. Let's see. So you say if we get you everything, and what's everything, just pictures and our intro and all that?
Yeah, so what would happen is you'd have a client onboarding with my technician, and we give you a list of everything, and we say if you want to write the intro, then we'll tell you just write us the intro, send us the pictures, send us the logo, and then I'll post your buddy site and say we want something similar. Obviously, we're not going to copy or anything like that, but you like the feel of this site. This is something that you'd like right here, and we're going to go ahead and crank it up.
Okay. Well,
you want to get it going, or?
I mean, I'm going to. I don't know if I'm going to do it right this minute,
but
yeah, I'm going to go with you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that you're going to love the services. Absolutely.
So
my suggestion to you would be to call Hi-Boo. Now, that guy, because you have that good relationship with him, he's going to try to talk you into staying. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I was getting ready to ask you something. I don't know what you've heard because Hi-Boo's a pretty big company, but
mm-hmm.
I review everything I look at. For mm-hmm. some reason, I didn't with them, and they say that they're a lot of the reviews is exactly what I'm feeling, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they say they have a hard time getting them to release your stuff back to them.
We can claim over it. If they won't release it, don't worry. We can claim over it. We just connect with Google directly, and we've had to do that, unfortunately. They used to be, Hibu used to be web.com. Years ago when I first started in this industry, they started out as an organization called web.com, and web.com has faded out because Hibu was like they had to rename and rebrand, unfortunately.
Right.
So, again, I'm not one who's ever going to speak negatively or ill about another company, but if that's something that you heard or experienced, then you have to understand that if we have to claim over them, that's not a problem. We can reach out to Google. It does take a little bit longer. It takes about 3 weeks from start to finish for us to claim over, but we can do it. We have the ability to because of our partnership with Google. And when we do, the main thing that Local Splash does here when we set these accounts up with Google on behalf of you, our clients, Ryan, one of the main things that we pride ourselves on is we do not set it with us as the owner of the Google profile. We set it with you as the owner. We give you the login credentials, and we are simply managers. So that way, you'll never run into this type of problem again. We're not assuming that you're going to leave for any reason, but we just set it up properly because that's what Google prefers. Google prefers for the owner of the organization to have the login credentials, and then they sign on the marketing company. So we send you an invitation, you would sign us on as managers. But probably they set it up and they have the login credentials and they don't want to share them because people do leave their organization. And the way we look at it as a Google Premier partner is if you don't want to be here, we don't want to keep you here any longer than need to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's good business. I mean, if it's true and it's a Google search away of finding what I just told you, but that's pretty shady business.
Yeah.
I mean, that's getting their feelings hurt and not wanting to play right, you know.
That's it. And instead of just making it right and fixing it up, that's what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I don't care to go ahead and...
You want to go ahead and get it going?
We can.
Okay.
Like I told you, we're busy. I don't know when I'll have time to sit down and talk to the tech, but we can get it going. So
we can schedule it. Don't you worry. Now, Ryan, I have a number here ending in 0247. That's an old number, right?
Okay.
Because I couldn't get through. I tried to call that number.
Yeah.
I tried to call that number.
Let me tell you this about.
Yes, tell me, please.
And this has been. This has been a battle.
Okay.
So. On the website, they wanted to run their number and forward it to me, and it transcripts. And they said they had to do it because we're probably being caught. I know we are. Our conversation is being recorded right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did it tell you it was being recorded?
Oh, no. Our conversation's always recorded.
Well, I mean on my end.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. I'm talking with someone. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. Your end, no, it didn't tell me. No, sir.
Okay. So they ran their number, and it was supposed to transcript and keep everything up and send me emails and texts and all this stuff saying, you know, you had a lead. So then I had guys, I was missing people because they said they sent me text. And I don't even remember how I come up with this. Oh, well, I talked to them on the phone. They tried texting me and said it would reject the text. So some people's going to, these days, they're just going to leave it at a text. If you don't answer it or if it rejects it or whatever, they'll go on. That's how they do business. So I didn't like it from the beginning, but they wanted to use their number. And from the beginning, I didn't want it because I was like, okay, what if this day comes that me and you were talking about? What if I do away with them and all these people I've worked for don't have my number? So once the text fails come through, and I knew, I called him. I'm like, look, do away with it. It's pretty aggravated. So he's like, no problem. They did make a few changes out of the others from a sit-down lunch we had. And my daughter looks at her website, and next thing she knows, it's not our number again. And they changed it on Facebook and on Google.
Right. So that's a call tracking number, okay? And I think, we offer Google call tracking as well. And when you do it as an organization, you generally do it and upload it to all destinations. But that other number, like the number we're speaking on is 0604. Is that a call tracking number as well?
No. Well, that is my personal number, and that's what they put on the website, but then they were still tracking it and doing the transcripts and all that off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm fine with that. I mean, as long as it's my number, that's the main, I don't mind the transcript or, mm-hmm. And here's another thing about their services. We might just go on and on. So, I'll get a call, because you know how it is. I got tons of spam in the beginning. Well, on my transcript, it'll say, like, for some reason, it has our company intro, not available, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll have the people saying, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And I never picked the phone up it's not left in the voicemail, and I never spoke with anyone for them to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
So was it going into a black hole through their community? Something's just not right about it.
Right. Well, then it sounds like their call tracking system has issues. We offer call tracking to each client that we have here because we've seen a lot of really great success with it. But if you're not interested in having call tracking, you don't have to.
I'm good with it as long as it's my number and it works.
Okay. Yeah. So the call tracking that we use is not your number. And we don't have a choice on that because that's what Google recommends. We don't have a way to track the calls on your specific phone number. But I understand what you're saying. And again, you don't have to opt into it if you don't want to.
Yeah, I'll keep my number.
That's fine. And then what is your last name?
It's Process, Prosise.
Email address for you, Ryan?
It's the Cave Creek Land Management spelled out at Gmail. Yes, it is super long. We didn't think that one out. We tried some others and they were taken, so it just
I love long. Your honesty. I love it. So tell me, there in Knoxville, you're in Loudoun. Are you on the Eastern time zone?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Now, are you going with the package, the $5.99 package, or are you going with the $2.99 package?
Mm.
If you go with the $5.99 package, we get those Facebook ads and those Google ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. So they move.
Yeah, I think this time of year I don't want to mess around. It's when everyone's getting ready to get busy. So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go with the $6, the $5.99.
Okay, and then that's the one-time setup, the M99 on there. The reason I'm asking is I'm sending this over via email in writing. That way you have it all for your records. I want to make sure that you have everything. You're actually getting what we call a VIP package. So I'm going to be the lead on the account for this, too. So I want you to know I'm going to send out my direct phone number and extension line, and that way you have all of my contact information. You can always call me directly, and we're going to get everything going for you. Let me get you this. Okay, it's coming out right now, VIP package. And then the phone number that we're going with is this one that we're on, and I'm sending a text right now with my direct extension. Okay, there we go. There's that. All right, hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls, Ryan?
From my clients or from you all?
Well, they're going to ask about from us all during your client onboarding call, but when do you want the phone calls from your clients for now?
24/7.
Gotcha. Outside of forestry, mulching, vegetation, land management, are you also doing tree removal?
Not specifically.
Okay, no. Tell me specifically what you're offering.
Well, we'll do emergency cleanup.
like someone losing a tree damage in the middle of the night and they need to get out of their driveway, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not insured to like do tree removal next to a house or something like that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the problem with that is all these tree guys, and now mm-hmm. this is at least what my guy's telling me, is it was eating up all my clicks because people would search tree removal. So that's kind of a touchy one to me, so I don't care if we really – and we can see how it goes with you all.
Yeah, well, we don't have to put tree removal in there. We don't. We don't have to because, like I said, it doesn't have to be – we can play with it, you know. We can play with it and see what, you know, what's best. But if you have experience that says that it hasn't been great for you, then we don't want to do that. We don't want to start there and prove it, you know, prove it correct. We want to make sure that we're doing it right. So if tree removal isn't really something that you're offering, then we don't want to put it in there. I just have emergency cleanup in there.
Okay. Well, and it might be something we can keep on the website that people will see, but not necessarily a keyword. The keyword is what was.
Mm-hmm. Well, we make it all match. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. We make it all match. The keyword's the website because it's going to ping off the site. When you have inconsistencies, and it doesn't match, you know what I mean? Then it's going to create an issue.
Okay. Well, that's a very minor part of what I do. So we'll just remove it.
Okay. Tell me what else. I mean, they're going to verify all the keywords during client onboarding. So you don't have to dig up the pipes, as it were, right now. What about the demo and hauling services?
We do.
Okay. And then excavation?
Nope.
Okay. See, they literally have it as a keyword. Okay. Anyways. Okay. Demo and hauling.
That may have been us playing around trying to, he's saying from their point of view, the tree removal, I was competing with all the big tree companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then land clearing, which I had him put this back because this might be part of the reason I've not had many calls. He said that there was so much competition in that it was eating it up. So we were playing, I mean, and this is nothing on them. This is just what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On agreement was just playing with some different keywords and trying to come up with something, but I mean, there's only so many things you can come up with that I can think of.
Yeah.
And I do it, you know, for a living. But, okay, so here's something, because this guy's not from around here. You know what force of mulching is, and that's
mm-hmm.
surprising because most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they look at it as? Like, what's their terminologies?
The forestry services is definitely one of the major ones. And then forestry clearing, forestry mulching, land management, vegetation management. Those are the main things. But what else we do is we have the technician view the keywords and run it through our database with Google.
Okay. Does that search off keywords around here? Or
yes.
Nationwide?
No, okay. No. Well, it can go nationwide, and then you can pick and choose. Like, let me give you this. Okay, one time I was talking to a kitchen remodeling contractor down in Louisiana, and he was giving me the services, and then he said, Amy, I wanted to say kitchen redid. And I said, excuse me? And he said, well, that's how they say it around here. You get your kitchen redid. And he wasn't wrong. He actually had hits.
That's crazy.
Because he knew
his people. I would never thought that.
Okay, so in the South, they call land clearing bush hogging. But in the North,
okay,
the Yankees only call it land clearing, lot clearing. And don't drop that ing. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Well, that's where I was going with it. When we sat down to actually talk to the guy in Colorado that I was telling you about. So my guy was telling him how versatile bush hogging is used around here. So I bush hog too. I mean, I actually have both attachments or whatever, but bush hogging is, I definitely want to keep it as a keyword, but we do it maybe one out of 20 jobs.
Do you want it on there, though?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And so far I have forestry mulching, forestry clearing, vegetation land management, emergency cleanup, demolition and hauling, land management, land clearing, forestry clearing, and bush hogging.
Okay. So here's something I've done a few of them, but actually hit me yesterday, so... Try bamboo removal.
Bamboo removal. Got it. What about skid steer?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So, I'm going to change up on you a second. We'll get back to keywords.
Go ahead.
We bought a piece of equipment to start renting. We're not quite. Well, maybe we are. Maybe by the time this is going. We got a rental agreement and everything through the lawyer, so go ahead and put equipment rental down there.
Okay.
And we'll decide that at the time.
Land clearing equipment rental?
No, just equipment rental.
My concern with doing that is some Yahoo puts in equipment rental and they're not being a little specific. And then you come up for something like carpet cleaning.
Okay.
Some weird.
Take that out then.
I think that we should be a bit more specific about what kind of equipment rental. Is it bulldozers? Is it skid steers? Like, what are we talking about?
Many X's, but we'll add it
when you want to.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, try, farm reclaiming.
Farm reclaiming. Got it. Awesome.
And think what else we played with. And you can put as a note, so what we want to do is basically like a farm reclaim, you know, something that's grown up that we can go and I don't know how to get us there. Maybe that's what I'll explain to you why. Well, we want to go work on big tracts of land, not just jump to someone's backyard today, tomorrow, the next day, you know.
Yeah.
So
you want,
I don't know if there's any way y'all can help with that or.
Well, we can see what they can do.
So, for example, the Palatinus, he's getting calls for 40 acres. It might be 20 this go around and 20 a few months down the road, and we're getting an acre.
But he's got that promised work going on out.
Do what?
He's got that promised work going on out. So you get the 20 now, and then he did a great job, and they're like, for sure, we're calling you to do the bit in a later while, right?
And that's huge just for the fact of you're not moving your equipment everywhere. It's cheaper. It's easier on, maintenance, all that junk, so.
Intro.
Okay, so we have forestry mulcher on the skid steer, and I don't know if you could tell from the pictures, but we also have one on an excavator, a mini.
Okay.
So if you want to make a note of that.
Okay.
I think clearing banks, ponds, fence rows, hard to reach places.
Clears banks.
So this is a problem of habit. So if you go into our intro, who is not, I mean, it's just not what we want. All of a sudden, our excavator, the brand is Sani. They say we utilize, it does our intro, then there's just a one sentence that says we utilize our Sani 60.
Yeah, I saw that.
That may not mean anything to anybody, but to me, that looks like a kindergartner wrote it.
I was wondering, because when you have excavator right there on the front page, it picks up as a keyword. The content that's on there is of supreme importance. So when it says mini excavator, you could get calls about mini excavator. If it says mini excavator equipment rental, then you would get calls for mini excavator equipment rental. You could, because it's basically saying, it's like putting your business card out there with all these tenderloin attachments, like if you think of an octopus, right, and its legs that are going out. If each leg had a different word on it, that's going out. Right? You're putting it out there like, this is what we got.
Got you. So that's kind of huge to us, having the Mini X with a mulcher. And we have a Bush Hog for it as well. But that's something, seems like everybody's bought a forestry mulcher here the past little bit, but not everybody has an excavator with a mulcher.
Right.
So we need to try to push it.
Okay.
Pretty good, I guess.
Okay. Let me put that on there. Mulching. Okay. Excavator with a mulching. Is it an attachment or a tool?
You could call it either attachment.
Got it. How far y'all want to service in miles? They'll go over exact zip codes and areas.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. We'll have a list for them when they call.
Yeah.
Pretty much the surrounding, if you're pulling up zip codes, pretty much the surrounding areas from Knoxville south, but we'll have a list for them.
50 miles or so?
50, that's pretty good.
Are you keeping it a little closer?
Right?
Okay.
Well, we're probably a little closer because that's radius, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll put 40 to 50 just so they know what to pull. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Now, we have two choices here. I can schedule you, and this is what I would like to do, Ryan, is I would like to schedule your client interview, which is your standard interview for us to review everything. It takes about 30, 40 minutes for us to review everything, and I'm going to schedule that. And then I would like to schedule a second appointment for website creation to make sure we're getting exactly what you want.
Okay.
Okay. So the first appointment needs to happen to just do the basic services and basic, getting all the basic keywords and all that. So what time do you want to, and when, what day and time do you want to do that?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a rainy morning, so is there anything open in the morning?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow morning, we've got, you're on Eastern, we've got 10 a.m. is the earliest, between 10 and 11, 11 and 12, 12 and 1, 1 and 2.
Let's do 10 o'clock.
You got it. Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to get a call. I will be calling to introduce you to the onboarding agent. I'm calling from our 877 phone number. One of your pieces of homework is to log into your phone, the 877 number. So when we call you, it says Local Splash, and you know that it's us, so you won't ignore the call. A lot of people ignore those 877 calls, and then they miss it.
Right.
Okay? So I'm doing that, and then I'm scheduling. Is it going to rain all day tomorrow?
Let me check it. No, but I'll probably wait enough. I'll make time for it.
Okay, so then I'd like to schedule your we call that a My Site call. That's what we call our website. I'd like to schedule your My Site call for, let me see here. How does 11:30 look?
That'll work.
Cool. You're going to see that come through as My Site onboarding call with your name and phone number again. The ladies that take care of that is Miss Renee and Miss Celine, and they're fantastic. And I will make sure that they give me a call ahead of time so that way I can introduce you to them as well. We just want to keep everything Okay, I've got too many tabs open in my brain here. Okay, there we go. My site. Beautiful. All right, I'm going to lock that in, and I've gone ahead and sent that note over about what you want. Okay, perfect. Now, are there going to be, okay, I don't even think I verified the address that I have for you is 5193 Estes Road in Loudoun, Tennessee, 37774. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct.
Okay. Now, did you get the text with my direct phone number and extension line?
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful. And then, so I do want to make sure that you program that 877 number in, because that's the number that Local Splash calls from. Now, when I specifically call, I will call from a localized number like what we're talking on right now. But when you call into the system, Ryan, it's an automated system. And that automated system will, what it'll do is it'll prompt you so that you can give us, we can direct your call exactly where it needs to go. So as soon as that automated system comes on, if you press 224, you'll be connected with Amy. And if you press 1, then you'll be connected with the client support team. And you can always say a name into the system as well. That is always something that's available to you, okay?
Okay.
I just don't want you to have no understanding of how it goes and feel like I set you up. Because when you don't tell people about the automated system, sometimes they get a little bit frustrated with it. But you can bypass it by just pressing 224. And if you prefer to deal with me, then you just press 224, and I will be the one to go ahead and direct the calls wherever they need to go to whichever department. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me go ahead and I'm adding this in. I'm giving you a free site. Pop this in real quick. Dun, dun, dun. And then the billing address for the card that you're putting on file is the Estes address, right?
Try again.
5193 Estes Road, Loudoun.
Yep, it'll be what though? Sorry, I missed the whole question.
Okay, so I was just making sure that the billing address for the card you're putting on file is your home office.
Yep.
Okay, and is there any middle initial on that, or is it just your first and last name?
Well, it'll be Garrett, G-E-R-R-I-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Then R.
Got it.
And then the process.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Give me one second there. Update this. Since that's technically Garrett, but you go by Ryan. I'm going to make sure after the account is processed that I put that in there. Okay, let me just go like this. Beautiful. I've got that. Okay, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
1 second. I'm digging it out.
No worries.
Four, seven, three, nine.
Okay.
1600.
Mm-hmm.
0193.
Mm-hmm.
2252.
Expiration month and year?
7/27.
Three-digit code on the back?
612.
And then I just had a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We'll go city I was born in.
Which is?
Rockford.
Got it. All right. Now, that security question is to protect your proprietary information. Please note, I'm going to read a voice verification now that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. Goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's absolutely no contracts. Now, if you get a call from somebody and they're like, hey, Ryan, we need this much more money to do X, Y, or Z, then they have not asked for that security question. You ask them for the security question because it's usually a scam call, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be hard for us to block the scam calls because, like, you're familiar. You get those in the beginning when you start something new. But because we're going with your direct phone number, there's no way for us to block them on your direct phone number. But you can, through your phone service, block those spam and robocalls. And we can connect with you on how to do that depending on who your carrier is, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm processing the account now for the $698. That's the $599 plus the $99 setup fee. And the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Cave Creek Land Management, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Garrett Ryan Process, owner.
Garrett, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is February 5th, 2025, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $698 for the all-inclusive VIP package. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again in the flat monthly investment rate of just $599 on the fifth day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash, Ryan. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, last order of business is I'm going to go ahead and set, we're going to send out the terms and conditions via text to you. Give me just a second. Am I on speakerphone?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Here we go. All right, I'm sending you one last text. You probably received a few from us, but this one's going to say https://my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. And it's a clickable link, so please go ahead and click that. Once you click it, it's going to open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Say that again. I'm getting
oh,
my phone
wait.
To take
from Hold on. Yeah, you are. Listen, this phone, because we've been on the phone for 58 minutes, it's going to cut me off in about less than 60 seconds. I'm hanging up and calling you right back so it doesn't cut us off.
Okay.
Okay.